The Diaries of Bertram Bolt from Herefordshire's Home Front in the First World War. Read by Clive Emerson. Music by Branchline. Day 1. Friday, April 14th, 1916. Left number 88 Basham Street to sign up for the King's Shropshire Light Infantry. Received orders to proceed overseas when I returned to Shrewsbury. We had 48 hours leave. Although it was wet, went to Einbrook in the morning for a short walk with E. Left Hereford by 8 o'clock train. Tuesday, April 18th. Left at 8:20 a.m. for Folkestone and caught the 10:45 boat for Boulogne. Remained in Boulogne for the night at Officers' Club. Wednesday, April 19th. Left Boulogne and arrived at Tarpley an hour later. Walked up to camp and then had a look round the town. Under canvas here. Not over hot. Good Friday, April 21st. Went to number 2 training camp and fired a Lewis machine gun. Received orders to proceed to firing line. Saturday, April 22nd. Had to get up at 3:30 a.m. and see our kit off to the station. Left at 5:15. Wet all day. Our battalion had moved forward, so we remained with the Royal Scotch Fusiliers overnight and marched with them at 9 o'clock the next morning to Lacleat. Easter Sunday, April 23rd. Glorious weather. Remained at Small Farm at Lacleat overnight because it was too late to go into the trenches, for which I was somewhat thankful. Felt awfully tired after our long march from France into Belgium. Saw several aeroplanes buzzing around, 2 brought down. Easter Monday, April 24th. At Small Farm until dark enough to start for the trenches. Wagon fell in ditch, but I managed to jump in time. Telephone wires across the road, beastly nuisance. Tuesday, April 25th. Lovely weather. Bombarded with heavies, shrapnel, rifle grenades, whiz-bangs, rum jars and sausages. The Canadians on our left had a bomb attack that lasted nearly 2 hours. Wholesale murder, but wonderful sight. Thursday, April 27th. Lovely day. Aeroplanes busy. Impossible to get a wink of sleep all day or night. We were heavily strafed about midday with a bit of everything pretty well. Friday, April 28th. Glorious weather. Fritz, fairly quiet. No fellows wounded today. Huns opposite our lines were relieved tonight. Sunday, April 30th. Grand day. Fritz rather busy. He commenced at 1:30 in the early morning and carried on well after 3 without a break. I led a party at midnight over the parapet to repair the wire entanglements. Had a damn good sleep and remained in bed till 4 p.m. next day. Tuesday, May 2nd. Rained in early morning but cleared up nicely. Perfect hail of bullets. 7 men wounded and 2 killed. Wednesday, May the 3rd. Grand day, really lovely, resting all day, but conducted a working party at night. Hail of bullets, but no casualties. Friday, May 5th. Lovely weather. Took the captain's horse and rode into town to get money from the field cashier. Sunday, May 7th. Weather fair. Church parade in morning, writing letters in the afternoon.
Second Lieutenant Bertram Bolt, King's Shropshire Light Infantry. Died of wounds, Armentier, 13th May, 1916.